So instead of reading from the two familiar books in Cesar's little library, Luce told him tales she remembered from her childhood. Los Tres Sueños, Los Puercos del Rey, El Compadre Malo. Cesar slept, and Luce rolled slowly off the bed. She untucked her thin cotton shirt and curled up under the covers. A noise in the bedroom woke her. Another creak. Movement. Luce jumped up. A figure stood by Cesar's bed. She gasped. It turned at the sound. Martin Benavides put a finger to his lips and mouthed, "Shh."
"Where's the nurse?"
"She was unable to come tonight, sir, so I stayed in her place."
"Go back to bed. I often come here at night when I can't sleep. Watching Cesar helps me see the future more clearly."
He waved his hand in dismissal. Luce ducked her head and retreated. She sat on the little bed, tingling with this new raw emotion. Personal vengeance. Not an anonymous blast, but an angel of reckoning. She would make it happen. Martin Benavides, I am Maria Luz Concepcion, daughter of Emilio Concepcion. His eyes would widen. He'd sense danger. She'd say, "I watched you murder my father. I saw his blood soak the ground." Then she'd have a gun. Or perhaps it would be the bomb after all. But before the blast, he would beg her for mercy. He would beg and plead and cry, and she would obliterate him.